Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as of 2 o'clock this afternoon, Colonel Pat Proctor is the only Republican running for Secretary of State. Let's hope it stays that way. Colonel Proctor served in the Army from 1989 to 2019. Thank you for your service, sir.
It's an honor to serve.
He and his wife are from came to Fort Leavenworth in 2006. They own the Bantai restaurant chain, so they own not the one here in Wichita.
No.
We need to come to Wichita and open up one for us. He also serves in the legislature now. He currently chairs the House Ethics or Elections Committee and chair the Joint Committee on Kansas Security, and he joins us now. Colonel Proctor, thank you for joining us, my friend.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me.
And I've been ribbing you, but you're a good friend, and so I only do so because I love you. So it is.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to breathe easy until November.
No,
because we've got a serious Democrat opponent, and anything could happen before noon tomorrow,
yep.
too.
So, the universal yes. rule in politics is run like you're 5 points behind.
Amen. So, run like you're being chased.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. Let me ask you, speaking of which, I want to ask you, something happened yesterday, kind of strange. Kansas voters hoping to change their party affiliation online, they're running out of time because you only have until tomorrow. And then yesterday, the Secretary of State's office announced that the online voter registration system had been offline for the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Yeah, so first of all, just so all your listeners know, it's back up now, but people have till noon tomorrow. Noon tomorrow, whatever party you're registered as, that's what you are for the primary. So if you are considering changing, go now.
So maybe our buddy Dion can switch to what he normally
right. If you get him to do that, I'm buying you a beer after the show. But what happened was, in order to register online, you have to put in your driver's license number, and the KDOR decided that this would be a great time to update their system.
Oh, great time.
Didn't tell anybody, didn't tell the Office of Information Services, didn't tell Secretary of State's office. And I think this just highlights that, you know, we need a governor and we need secretaries of the different departments that work well with the rest of the government.
Yeah, that play nice together.
Divided, this is just a symptom of divided government. We need a good Republican governor that's going to work with the legislature, going to work with the other elected statewide offices to get things done. But I'd also like to highlight, you know, this year we passed House Bill 2438. It was part of a package we call the Save Kansas Act. And it's going to require the Secretary of State's office to revamp the standards for the online registration so that it's more secure and so that people's information is more secure. And the thing I really like about it is all these third-party websites that look like government websites that are harvesting your data so they can come back and harvest your ballot later, they have to be certified by the Secretary of State's office if they want to register a Kansas voter online.
We see a lot of these. I've seen people, you know, all over the place registering people. The Sedgwick County GOP has been out trying to register people to vote, but I do see a lot of these organizations, particularly like we were at the Nomar Open Streets, but there were a number of these organizations that were also at Nomar doing voter registration, but they weren't affiliated with a party.
Yeah, there's these groups, they hate when I call them this, so I call them this all the time, the Axis of Ballot Harvesting, ACLU, League of Women Voters, Loudlight. They've been hijacked by these huge left-wing nonprofits that are just awash in foreign money, awash in George Soros money, and they've set up these third-party websites. Loudlight set up ksvotes.org. You go to it, and it looks like you're registering on a government website, but actually you're giving all your information, all your personally identifiable information to these left-wing groups that then use it to harvest your data.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, do not go to KS Votes.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of GOP candidates that will link KS votes on their pages. I'm like, no, do not do that.
It's because it looks like the real deal.
Yeah, it
looks legit, and it's intended to deceive voters so they can steal their information.
So what other election changes would you like to see enacted next year when you are Secretary of State?
God willing.
I'm confident.
We had a lot of great bills that were left on the cutting room floor, frankly, because we didn't have enough votes to override a veto because we got a Democrat governor. One of the ones I loved was very simple. Make that poll worker that's doing that voter ID check before they give you a ballot the last line of defense to make sure that non-citizens aren't voting. All we were going to do is we were going to put citizen or non-citizen on your driver's license so that that poll worker, when you hand them your driver's license, looks and says, yes, that's a citizen, and hands you a ballot or says, hey, you're a non-citizen, you're not allowed to vote. And, you know, you would think that was a layup shot, but, you know, Democrats were screaming and wailing and gnashing teeth, and unfortunately, a couple moderate Republicans were with them, and we weren't able to override the veto. So that's going to be one of the first things I try to do when I go back. Some other stuff that we left on the cutting room floor, honestly, is about increasing turnout for the local elections. You know, it drives me nuts. When I was out knocking doors for my House race, everybody's asking me to lower their property taxes. I'm a state rep. We just gave away our last 1.5 mils. Your property taxes, 75% of that bill is set by your schools and by your city. Yet turnout for these local races in these odd years is 10, 11, 12, 13%.
I think the last local was 12%, wasn't it? Something like that.
Here in Wichita. 12%.
That's terrible when you think how much budget the city and the county and the school board are dealing with. I mean, look, the Wichita School Board tomorrow is going to vote on an $815 million, no, $600 and something million bond. And again, they have, you know, the last election, they had 12% voter turnout.
Yeah.
Let me ask you then, can we move that to even years? And can we just, everybody knows, by the way, none of these are partisan. Nobody buys. So can we make them partisan? Yeah.
That's absolutely what I tried to do this year. And we couldn't do it without a Republican governor. And so it's going to be on my legislative agenda next year. Let's move all the races to the even year.
And because just get rid of the off-year elections.
Exactly. It costs half as much because you're doing half as many elections, and the elections are paid for with property taxes from the county. So you're saving money by doing it. But more importantly, you know, everything we've done in the legislature about property taxes, you know, truth in taxation and this 3% cap on budgets and all the other things we've tried are trying to apply accountability to local government. There is accountability if everybody shows up and votes in their elections. And while we're at it, wouldn't it be great if we told voters something about these candidates by putting an R or D next to their name?
Yeah, exactly.
So that they knew who they were voting for? Because, you know, Republicans are responsible. You know, they don't want to vote if they don't understand what it is they're voting on. I think that's half the problem with the turnout is there's no R or D next to the name, and it's so hard to find out about the local candidates. People just stay home rather than make a bad decision. They make no decision, which turns out to be a bad decision.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking with State Representative Pat Proctor, and I know I've got a break coming up, but two quick questions for you, Pat. And by the way, anything that we're talking about here, not only do we need a Republican governor, but we need the right Republican governor.
Yeah.
Because there are a couple of, one in particular, of the Republican candidates for governor who would not sign. So now you're going back to needing that supermajority. But if voters can be trusted to elect their governors, their attorney generals, their legislators, why shouldn't they be trusted to elect their Supreme Court judges?
Amen. I was proud to cast a vote in favor of putting that on a ballot this August for Kansas voters to decide on. This is how a plurality of states choose their Supreme Court justices. And, by the way, this is how Kansas used to choose
their
Supreme Court justice
for
the first 100 years of its history.
Right.
And so we're really just going back to how the framers initially intended for us to do it. And I'll tell you,
21 other states already do it.
Exactly.
This way.
And, you know, people don't know this. Everybody focuses on the abortion decision, which was awful. Everybody focuses on the Carr brothers decision, which is awful. We came within one vote of the legislature losing the ability to legislate on election laws. By one vote, we saved the right of the people to decide how their elections are held. They were going to make it a strict scrutiny, which would basically throw the gates open and nullify all of our laws on voter ID, on signature verification, all these things that we put in place to make sure that only valid voters are voting and only valid votes are being counted. And so the Supreme Court is a disaster.
Well, the Supreme Court's already taken away the legislature's ability to fund education. I mean, they might as well just take the power of purse completely away from the legislature at this point.
Yeah, if there's any silver lining, it's that we haven't had any crazy decisions since we passed that amendment. Because they don't want any bad publicity so that people vote to make them be subjected to the ballot box like every other public official. And so I'll tell you. Anybody who's thinking, oh, well, I wish we weren't voting. I wish it was, selected by the governor and approved by the Senate. This is the amendment. This is the only one we're getting, okay? It is a minor miracle. It is an act of God that we were able to get this on the ballot. It ain't coming back. If people don't come out in August and vote for this thing, we're not going to get another chance in our generation. And this vote is more important than my race, more important than the governor's race. This is going to transform Kansas if we can fix our Supreme Court and make them accountable to the people like the rest of our government.
Well, if folks are interested, again, you're running for Secretary of State. If they have questions, if they want information, if they want to volunteer, if they want to donate, they can visit Pat Proctor, 4KS, and that's the number 4.com, correct?
Yes, sir. And, we're steamrolling through the primary, God willing.
Apparently, you scared off all your competition.
Unless something happens on Monday, but we've got a really, really tough opponent in November. She's back by March on PAC. She's going to have buckets of money because they really, really, really hate me a lot.
Well, and so, you know what Winston Churchill said about that? If you've got enemies, good, you're doing something right. So keep up the good work. And again, it's Pat Proctor for the number 4KS.com, brother. Best of luck. You have my complete full endorsement, so that may hurt you, but you've got it anyway. And again, it's PatProctor4KS.com. I wish you all the best, my friend.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.